In Vienna, foreign ministers from nearly a dozen countries are meeting for the first high-level Syria peace talks that include Iran, a key ally of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. It comes 4 weeks after Russian airstrikes in support of Assad tipped the balance of power on the battlefield in his favor, and after Washington dropped its objections to having Tehran join the peace conference. British Foreign Minister Philip Hammond.
We're gathered here this morning to see if there is any scope for bridging the gap that we know exists between the Russian-Iranian position on the one hand and the position adopted by most of the rest of the countries represented on the other.
And now an apparent concession from Iran. It's proposing a six-month transition period in Syria followed by elections to decide Assad's fate. It's tantamount to Tehran dropping its insistence that Assad remain in power, and it could provide the basis for future diplomacy over Syria. That's because all previous efforts to find a diplomatic solution have collapsed, largely over the insistence of the United States, European powers, Arab states, and Turkey that Assad agrees to leave power. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
I'm hopeful. I don't call it optimism. I'm hopeful we can find a way forward. It's very difficult.
But Iran's proposal would require Assad's opponents to make their own fundamental concession. Allowing an election in which the very man they've been fighting to topple could stand. It's an idea a Syrian opposition figure and a rebel commander on Friday dismissed as mad.